Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Kate, thank you so much. Let us go to Bray, as Kate was talking about in the lead story in the bulletin there, and the funeral of Sinead O'Connor. I'm joined by Fergal O'Brien, RTE's Fergal O'Brien, who's in Bray this morning. The family have actually asked people to be there. Have many turned up?
Yeah, that's right, Philip. Since the death of Sinead O'Connor last month, there's been a huge outpouring of grief, a huge outpouring of tributes from fans, both here in Ireland and indeed around the world. And I guess what today is an opportunity. Obviously, it's a very sad day for the families who are attending a private funeral service this morning, and that will be followed by a private burial service. But in between, there's this opportunity for the fans to pay their final respects to the much-loved singer and activist. And yes, throughout the morning, crowds have been gathering here from very early. The house on Strand Road, where Sinead used to live for 15 years, is very much the focal point. Fans arriving with floral tributes throughout the morning, flags and candles. But since then, the crowds have swelled quite a bit, and now much of Strand Road, as I stand here looking up and down the road, is lined with fans. Certainly hundreds of people from where I am standing at the moment have lined the streets. The weather is very pleasant here in Bray this morning, which has probably contributed to the numbers turning out. The family had asked people to gather from around 10:30, but as I say, people are still arriving here in Bray, hoping to have that opportunity to say a final farewell to Sinead.
Let's do the public service part of this job, Fergal. What route is it taking? Where should people come to? How should they get there?
That's right. Well, as I say, the family urging people to gather from 10:30 onwards. Large crowds have arrived, but the Gardaí are saying they anticipate that the cortege will pass down a route of around just over a kilometre along the Bray seafront between 11:30 and 12:30. The exact time is not clear at this stage, depending on how long the funeral service takes, but it will begin at the harbour bar end of the Strand Road and then make its way down along the promenade past Montebello, the house, as I say, Sinead lived in here in Bray for many years, and then it will travel further down the Strand Road before it leaves this area to travel away for the burial. Now, Gardaí are encouraging people to use public transport given the fact that such large numbers of people are due to attend. Irish Rail is reporting that the train services into Bray are busier than normal today, an indication possibly of the large numbers of people attending. And also, if you are making your way to Bray, the advice is don't try to drive down towards the seafront because of the large crowds. Roads have been blocked off, particularly the Strand Road is closed to traffic. And also Gardaí warning that some other roads in this general area could be subject to rolling road closures to facilitate the cortege.
Okay, Fergal, thank you very much. Also there is Ken Sweeney, showbiz editor with the Irish Sun. Are you outside the house, Ken?
I am. I'm just down from it, Philip. You know, it was a bit somber, I must admit. I got here quite early. And then at about 10:15, this van, camper van, showed up from Dublin Pride with this wonderful Sinead music on it. And it just changed the whole atmosphere. You know what it's like, Philip? It's like the Notting Hill Carnival. And I think Sinead would really like that. Listen, it's a sad event. A lot of people here are very touched by Sinead. She was a part of their lives. Wonderful stories, Philip. You know, Sinead in the local doctor's office, if someone couldn't pay their bill, she'd pay it for them. The locals knew her. She'd talk to anyone on the street. She just seemed to be a much-loved person in the neighbourhood.
It was never a sombre house. It was always a very energetic place. So it's probably absolutely fitting that this should be quite an energetic and upbeat morning.
Yeah. You know, and the thing, I've read a lot of stuff about Sinead in the last couple of weeks. I've been dealing with her, I suppose, Philip, for about 25 years. She was one of the funniest people ever. And one of the best bits of fun I got with her was she got married about 2011. I was working in a paper. I had to get a photographer in Vegas. I found a guy in Vegas. He turned out, an American guy, turned out to be a big fan of Sinead O'Connor. Sent him down to take pictures of it. He turned up. She didn't have a witness. The photographer, who was a Sinead fan in Vegas, ended up a witness at her wedding. great fun, you know. She told me once she liked Jammy Dodgers, and we... The next morning, you know, we ran the story in the Irish Sun. The next morning, on This Morning, they presented her with Jammy Dodgers. And she was great fun. There was one time, you know, here when I think a whole lot of media turned up outside her house and she didn't want to come out, but she sent out the photographer's Mr. Kipling's cakes. She sent out some cakes, but she didn't want to do any interviews. And the photographers put the cakes on top of a car and they started to photograph them. And Sinead was watching from her house And she thought, ah, Jesus. And she came out, lads, I didn't know you were that hard up for a photo that she takes a picture of the cake that sent you out and put them on the bonnet of a car, but here's the picture. So hilariously funny. And Peter, you know, Philip, I'd also say this thing. I remember being down at the Hot Press Hall of Fame, all the artists.
Oh, dear. That's unfortunate. Ken's line seems to have dropped out on us there. Maybe we'll give it a chance to rematerialise, will we? Because I think we might have wanted to hear that story. All right, look, we'll take a break and we'll try and come back to Ken.
Text 51551. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
My apologies once again for the quality of Ken Sweeney's phone line, who was interrupted earlier on when he was talking to us from Bray Seafront on the occasion of Sinead O'Connor's funeral, from where we will talk to him in one moment. But I want to go back to our man, Fergal O'Brien. What is the scene like there now, Fergal?
Well, Philip, thousands of people now have certainly lined the streets of the Brayfront along Strand Road here waiting for the cortege to arrive so people can pay their respects to Sinead O'Connor. I understand that the private funeral service that took place in Bray has now ended and the cortege is due to start making its way to the seafront in the next short time. Now, among those who attended that private service this morning were President Michael D. Higgins, also the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar was in attendance, and the Chief Imam at the Islamic Centre of Ireland, Dr. Umar Al-Qadri. He said prayers at the funeral service representing the faith that Sinead O'Connor had embraced. A short while ago, when you were last with us, a Volkswagen van had pulled up with speakers on the roof and was playing renditions of Sinead's songs, Nothing Compares to You, played out as people were very emotional, sang along and cried. And then it was quite a different atmosphere when Mandinka was played just before the van left here a few moments ago. People were singing and dancing on the street. So there's a mixed atmosphere down here. People are very sad at the passing of Sinead, but it's also an opportunity for fans who've travelled from right across the country. Indeed, I met people yesterday who had come over from England to be here for the event today to pay their respects to Sinead. So it's an opportunity to, I suppose, grieve Sinead, to mourn her passing, but also to celebrate her life and the contribution that she made as an activist and also to the music industry.
Right, okay, Fergal, thank you very much. Ken, when we left you earlier on, you were about to start talking about the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I was at a gig in the Hall of Fame, Hot Press Hall of Fame, all the big Irish acts, late 90s, everybody was playing, all the big Irish acts, you know, the well-known ones. And Sinead came on, you know, without a band, and she just blew everybody away with the presence. Her presence, you know, you believed her when she was singing. And she just had that quality in her voice. You totally believed her, Philip, when she was singing. And I think that's the connection she made. Also, just talking to people down here this morning, a lady called Barbara came down from Greystones, didn't know Sinead, but felt that she was her good friend. She felt that if she had met her, they would have been great friends, and that's why she came out this morning, you know, to lay flowers. She had that connection.
Do you think, because you've known her for a long time, do you think that she would be surprised at the reaction, the way that people have? There's been this huge outpouring of grief, basically, around her. I think that she would be slightly puzzled by it.
I think she was often, I think people would often come up to her and you know, the stories about her and Bray coming up and you know, chatting to homeless people, just anybody, about the town. I think she knew she was held in regard, but it's a hard one to say. I mean, her work is being looked at now. Her music is being played around the world. Billboard, we're talking about the streams that have gone up, you know. But I think today, really, Philip, is about the human connection she made in Bray. And I'm just in the house here of Ken Doyle of Bagatelle. He told me a wonderful story. Sinead at one stage put up a Rastafarian flag. And Ken from Bagatelle said to her, do you know we actually supported Bagatelle? Bagatelle actually supported Bob Marley in Daly Mount Park. If you can imagine that. So Sinead's neighbour, Ken Doyle from Bagatelle, actually supported Bob Marley, even though Sinead was into Bob Marley and Rastafarianism.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at the pictures here from Bray Seafront, and the crowd is four or five deep in places and seems to be stretching, you know, from one end of the Strand to the other, which is like well over a kilometre. I think that would probably leave her quite stunned, wouldn't it?
It It is, and I think it's, you know, it's a lovely day out here in Bray. Bray's a fabulous place, and she was embraced by the locals. Everybody seemed to have a story about her. As I mentioned earlier, she apparently would pay bills for people in the local doctor's surgery if they couldn't afford it. Everybody had a story. So it's a nice kind of a carnival atmosphere coming into it as well. I know it's a very sad day for her family and for her close friends, but people are genuinely celebrating here. And people who have come here and put flowers here have spoken, Philip, about a woman of courage, a woman who stood up for, you know, victims of clerical abuse, victims of abuse when no one else, who spoke up for them. And I think that they're coming out today to show the significance Sinead O'Connor had in their life and in Irish life.
And when you look at the house sitting there as it does, right in the middle of the seafront in Bray, it was clear that this is a woman who chose the place that she lives, not in typical rock star fashion to be behind large closed gates on a remote hilltop somewhere. She was right there in the middle of the community.
Philip, she had a chair, and a local has actually reinstated the chair which she often sat on outside her front door. I mean, listen, if this was anyone else, there'd be a guard box with a security guard and a walkie-talkie on the front. None of that. Sinead O'Connor sitting outside her door. And I mean, I don't know if I got to finish it earlier, but there's a famous time the photographers were down here and she, you know, she wouldn't come out, so she sent out some Mr. Kipling's cakes. They put it on top of a car and they took a picture of it, and Sinead then laughed her head off and came out and did some pictures. Because, lads, if you're taking pictures of Mr. Kipling's cakes on top of a car, I might as well give you a picture. So she had that fun element. She was, as well as being a tremendous artist, you know, I felt like when she'd ring me up sometimes, I felt like I worked for her, Philip. She wanted to know, you know, what was happening, what was going down. And she had a mischievous sense of humour, as well as being a fantastic artist and, you know, could transform other people's songs and turn them into something amazing, and also articulate, you know, her own struggles. And I suppose that's what makes the music so timeless.
And as the camera is panning across everybody there, you can see smiles on the faces, little knots of people talking everywhere, talking. This is not a somber and a reverential occasion. It's actually almost quite joyful.
Philip, I'm seeing people eating 99s, all right? I have there's a carnival atmosphere, even though it is a very sad day. People are eating ice creams, they're out in Bray, the weather is fabulous, everybody's remembering Sinead. Her neighbours are, you know, are just talking about her fondly, and everybody's just so sad. I mean, there's a real sense of sadness through the town. I'm talking of a carnival atmosphere, but I'm also talking about a sadness through Bray for losing one of their own. But at the same time, having these wonderful memories, you know, that people will have forever, this memory of where she lived. And you know what else? There's a huge amount of cameras. I spoke to one colleague and he said, there's no way in Ireland you can have all those TV cameras in one space, you know, filming something. I mean, opposite her house, there are more TV cameras, it's just incredible. There's people here from right around the world, media organisations from right around the world, because Sinead was an artist of that stature.
Oh, yeah, look, it's on Sky News, it's on the BBC, it's on the RTE, it is absolutely everywhere. Okay, Ken Sweeney, thank you very much for joining us from Bray Seafront this morning, where quite shortly the funeral cortege of Sinead O'Connor will pass by her former home on the seafront.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.